All right, what is happening, everybody? It is a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm down at a local campground by my house and doing a little bit of laundry and kind of getting ready for hunting season. September 1st is Tuesday. Yeah, bear and raccoon and squirrel are all in the mix there, and I'm gonna go bear hunting. And today I went to the flea market again. I ain't been in a while. You know, sometimes I go to the flea market to find something specific, and other times I just go to kind of browse around, and every once in a while something really cool pops up. And this week a guy had a vintage Smith's Arkansas sharpening stone set. It comes with two stones, a hard and a soft, and a little can of oil. And this even had the instructions on how to sharpen a knife. It looks to me like it's probably from the 1980s, maybe late 70s. And it has, as far as I can tell, it's never been used. The stones are perfectly clean and the oil is totally full. So I got it for $3. I thought, well, yeah, I can't go wrong there. They still sell the kits today. I looked them up online. They're like $28-$29, and they come with a plastic base for the soft stone, where back in the day they came with that nice piece of wood. Arkansas stones are my favorite stones. They're on my kitchen table right now. I have quite a few. My favorite, I think those are a 3.5 by 8 inch. Maybe they're 4 inch by 8. No, probably 3 inch by 8 inch. Coming in a nice box. I've had them for a long time. And that set includes my surgical black. I also have a translucent, which the argument's been for years, what is the better stone, the surgical black or the translucent? And to me, they're almost equal, but absolutely incredible stones. I'm going to be doing some knife reviews here on some new knives that I've gotten. I got the Jeff White Mini. I got the Jeff White Lewis and Clark Expedition, which should be in on Monday. And then yesterday, I went and I dropped some big bucks, $40, on a Timber Rattler Western Outlaw Bowie. And man, it seems like a really solid knife. And I sat last night, it wasn't totally sharp. So I went ahead and I put it on that surgical black while I was watching some videos. And holy cow, man. Whew, boy, did it take a man, don't even look at it. It'll cut you. So the surgical black Arkansas stone is just really incredible. All of them are kind of hard. Even the Arkansas soft stone really isn't very coarse. I don't know what they equal as far as the numbers go. But I have a rough stone, just a cheap one. So, you know, if I get a knife that's really, really bad, I'll put it on that first, because all of the Arkansas stones are kind of more finishing stones in my mind. Even the soft, it's not very coarse. And so, like I said, I have I don't know what brand it is. This is just a cheap Cabela's coarse. It's got two different sides. You flip it over, and I don't ever use it on my knives, because my knives never get in any condition to where I'd have to put them on a coarse stone. Most of my knives, stropping is what I do. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this Jeff White Mini, you know, you guys know that for years I've carried the Mora Classic 1.0 as a neck knife, and that's done most of my skinning. And I'm really looking forward to testing this little Mini. It's kind of in the style of his Bush 1, except it's 6 inches overall with 3-inch blade and a 3-inch handle. And it is just absolutely, I love that convex grind. I think that's the best grind in the world. But it is just incredibly sharp, and I'm looking forward to actually skinning with it and seeing how it does in comparison to the Mora. I think it's going to be just fantastic. But I'll be doing a review on that knife. And like I said, I have the Jeff White Lewis and Clark Expedition, which should be in. It got into Albuquerque today, according to the tracking. That'll be in on Monday. I'm also going to be doing a review on my everyday carry side knife, which is the Buck 120. just fabulous, fabulous. Now that's got a hollow grind on it, which is also lethally sharp. Now I use that knife solely for self-defense. That's all that knife is used for. It doesn't touch food or anything like that. It's got a single purpose. But I'll be doing some knife reviews on that. But really enjoying the my score. You know, to save my bigger stone, I would say that this soft stone that's on the wood block is going to be my primary stone that I use from now on. And then the small little white hard stone, I'm going to throw that in my backpack. That, you know, so out in the field I have a little stone. But for $3, man, you can't beat that. So if you're at the flea market, you know, and you ever come across some Arkansas stones, you know, snag them up, because they're really good. The surgical blacks and the translucents are getting hard to find nowadays, and they go for a pretty good buck. But you probably won't see those at a flea market, but you never know, huh? So that's my flea market score this week. Let me know what you think. Do you guys use Arkansas stones? Do you think the translucent or the surgical black is best? Huh? That's been an age-old argument to me, that they're both fine stones. If you enjoyed this content, please share it on your social media accounts and whatever groups that you're in. And leave a comment below and sign up for the email subscription. All right, everybody. Have a great day.